Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. Hello, happy Attitudes Day to you. I'd like to read a poem today. This is called Wrinkles the Hairless Cat. Wrinkles the Hairless Cat. Wrinkles the Hairless Cat, I miss you even still. You were a dependable companion to whom I could tell my troubles in my troubled youth, in days of yore. You wandered the neighborhood homeless and free. Each day after school, I would rush home to leave you a bowl of milk on the front porch. And each day, you left 5 to 7 diarrhea puddles in the driveway, as I did not know that adult cats shouldn't drink milk. Though not born one of those expensive purebred hairless cats, made famous in one of the Ghostbusters films, I think, you were a purebred friend to me when no human version could be found. I do not know how you ended up hairless, Wrinkles. The neighborhood kids speculated that you were frightened as a kitten, but more likely you were shaved every few days by the insane woman who lived in the rundown house on the front corner of Indian Springs Road and Robin Hood Lane. But the fact that you had no hair, or how you came to be that way, were of no importance to me. To me, you were a friend, plain and simple. A friend whose hairless, sun-damaged skin drooped off of your bony frame like a tarp made of eraser shavings covering a small model of an unidentified species of dinosaur. Inside that brittle frame beat a heart that was bigger and more full of love than many I have known. Wrinkles the Hairless Cat, I miss you, even still. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.